A report in yesterday's Sunday Telegraph claimed that the government has blocked plans to build a mosque in East London that would be three times the size of St Paul's Cathedral. The newspaper claims it ends a 16-year battle to build a so-called mega mosque near the Olympic Park in Stratford. Well, sources allegedly close to the process say the community secretary, Greg Clark, has now made a final decision to block it. Alan Craig leads the mega mosque No Thanks campaign group, and he joins us now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning to you. Morning.
So does this end your decade-long campaign? I don't know quite how long you've been campaigning.
I've been campaigning for 9 years. The group called Tabligi Jamaat bought the land in 1996 originally and started submitting plans for a mosque on the site about 2 or 3 years later. So it's been going on a long time, but it's nearly 20 years since they bought the land. So it certainly has. But I've been campaigning since 2006, so it's been a fairly long campaign all round.
We have to ask you why you're campaigning for no mosque.
It's partly to do with the size of the mosque, the sheer size of it. Originally, the original plans showed it was going to have a capacity of between 45 and 70,000, which would make it one of the biggest mosques in the world. And bit by bit, because of protests by local people, including myself, the size of it has come down. And the latest plans, which were submitted to Newham Council 3 years ago, were for a mosque of 9,300, which is still three times the capacity.
So is it nothing to do with the fact that Tablighi Jamaat are seen as an ultra-conservative Islamic group?
Well, that's the second reason. First is the size of the whole thing. There was no requirement for this. There was no way that mosque could have any use locally at that sort of size. The second one is the sheer nature, the separatist, isolationist nature of Tablighi Jamaat. They teach their followers that they should not integrate or mix with non-Muslims. That's basic to it. So that would be disastrous for social cohesion here in the East End of London. So those are two main reasons on which I campaigned.
So if it were another Muslim community not affiliated with the ones who were proposing the super mosque, the mega mosque, how big would their mosque have to be before you would start to say, hang on, I might protest about this?
I'd protest about any building that's that sort of size. This is strategically...
No, but how big? I mean, do you have a cut-off point?
Well, let's put it this way. I would have had no problem with this mosque if it was just a normal neighbourhood mosque that had a requirement here in the East End of London. At the moment, the main Friday prayers are something like perhaps 500 or 600 men that turn up at the mosque, the temporary mosque that's on the site at the moment. So if they want to build a mosque for them, and there's a prudent requirement for it of 500 or 600, I would have no problem, a neighbourhood mosque. But this wasn't anything of the sort. This was supposed to be an international headquarters, a massive one, whereby they could bring their people together from all across Europe and up and down the United Kingdom. And it would only be filled perhaps once or twice a year, and the rest of the year it's empty.
Very quickly, Alan, because we're running out of time, couldn't the group behind the mosque actually appeal this decision?
They can. They'd have the right to go for a judicial review. But I understand the reason probably why this was leaked through the decision was leaked through the Sunday Telegraph yesterday is because today new rules and regulations come in. I'm advised by planning lawyers come into effect today, which will set the bar higher to stop vexatious appeals to the High Court and elsewhere and should stop further legal action. They would be vexatious if they take it any further, and there really is no need. The thing's over now. It must be over. And they need to face up to that. And if they want to put forward plans for a normal neighbourhood mosque, nobody that I know locally will object.
OK, Alan, thank you very much indeed. Alan Craig there from the Mega Mosque No Thanks campaign.